is What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Steve Bakken, who survived yesterday's very, 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 very difficult judging of the milking contest. He's here to tell us all about it today on the program we call What's On Your Mind, and we want to know. So pick up that phone and let us know at 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. If folks are at the State Fair today, how do they find you, Steve?
Well, we're right on the main road in the media tent. I feel a little disappointed about the milking contest. Now, boy, there were some great milkers. In a minute, over 3 pounds of milk was the winning. That's a lot of milk. 3 pounds of milk is a lot of milk. In a minute was milked out of that cow. But I'm a little disappointed. We didn't have a real cow.
What do you mean you didn't have a real cow?
It was a cow machine, and it was Midwest Dairy Association had this event on, and I got to emcee it, and it was a blast. It was fun. I also felt a little bad because our media, they had some VIPs, a celebrity process competition where the winner got a donation to a charity of their choice. Radio wasn't represented well. It just was not. Scott Cattell from KCJB in Minot was fifth in, I was admonishing him, but he was fifth in the celebrity side of things. He actually had his score beat by a Minot State University basketball player and a Minot State University volleyball player. The two girls trounced him. Now, he's got to call their games this year. I don't know how he's going to live that down, but somebody from print media, from the newspaper up in Minot, actually won the celebrity competition.
You know, the finances of the fair have been in the news of late, and it is an expensive endeavor and not doing so well financially. I don't know if that has folks second-guessing the fair at all, but any buzz about that around there at all?
Not really. Everybody that comes here has a great time. The numbers are down a little bit, but I don't know how you can compare last year's numbers after skipping a fair and then coming back. Everybody wanted to come back and see that the fair was back. So they set record attendance numbers last year. They had a great fair last year. The stages, the lineups, the grandstands were incredible. Another great lineup at the grandstands this year, too, but numbers are a little off. But when you look at the numbers, they're really not off a whole lot. Earlier this week, it was about 6,000 down from last year's numbers. But most of that was from Friday when we had those torrential rains that came through. I'm guessing a lot of people that were going to come out to Tim McGraw or come out and check out the fair on the first night of the fair stayed away. You know, you didn't come out after work because it was pouring. I mean, you couldn't see 2 feet in front of your face because it rained that heavy, and they pushed back the concert about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes, because of those torrential rains. And I think those numbers were there.
Before we get to what is on our mind, we want to know what's on your mind, and George in Richardson wants to weigh in at the start of the program here. George, 800-228-0550, you're first to go. Take it away.
Yes. Are you there?
We are, sir.
Okay, I was just wondering, what time do the gates open up in the morning at the... And, you know, that's the main question. What time do they open up at that a person can start going through?
Well, actually, I'm on the ground, so let's see. Daily events.
Well, they have stuff starting at 8 o'clock, so the gates must be open at 8.
The gates are open. You can come in early, but most of the vendors, as far as, like, the commercial buildings... they really get going about 10 o'clock is when a lot of them open up for food. Now, there are breakfast vendors. There are all kinds of things to see and do, so you can come out anytime. The FFA people, I mean, I'm camped out where a lot of the exhibitors for the agriculture side are. I'm up at 5 o'clock, and they're already up, so they're already working on their animals, and they're showing and things like that. So rule of thumb, safe bet, 8 o'clock. If you want to start eating, start seeing things at the commercial building, that's about 10 o'clock. That's about the best time to come on out.
By the way, guests today on the program will include Tom Liljo from the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. We're going to talk ethanol a little bit today on the program, but a lot of ethanol-related questions have come up, and a fair amount of criticism of not having choices that do not include ethanol as an example, and you know, despite the fact that obviously corn is a big part of North Dakota's ag economy, and ethanol certainly has been, North Dakota's been a leader in ethanol and all kinds of different fronts for quite some time. But I'm always amazed at the amount of folks that are critical of it. And We're not the experts, so as always, when there's questions that come up, we like to find the experts, and we ask Tom Lilger from North Dakota Corn Growers to join us on the program. We also have a question on our Facebook page about that, whether or not you support the ethanol programs, whether it ought to continue, whether you use ethanol blended gas, and so we're going to talk about that with Tom. Also, Senator John Hoeven will join us. Last night, you know, we've talked a few times about this battle over student loan rates, and they did finally pass a fix in the Senate. Just in time for kids to get back to school, so freshmen know what they're going to be paying for a rate on their student loans. And Senator John Hoeven will talk about that, plus the Keystone XL pipeline amendment that he's proposing be added to this energy efficiency bill. So those are the two guests, but welcome your calls, questions, and comments on anything else at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So what's the big buzz at the fair, Steve?
Well, one more thing. I want to go back to the cow and not having a real cow. I was a little disappointed that we didn't have a real cow. I wasted $2 on a really nice bottle of wine and a nice bucket of alfalfa, and then nothing. I got nothing. So next year I hope we can use a real cow.
We have an emailer that says he has experience milking cows. His girlfriend in high school had one milk cow, which he milked weekends for 4 years. First time he tried, he got 2 inches in the bucket. By the time we broke up, I could fill two buckets. Great exercise for the wrists and the forearms. Did you find that to be the case?
Maybe if he could fill three, they wouldn't have broke up.
There you go. I think he was a little...
That's probably the case. Yeah, it is. It's taxing. Now, the key is you got to get a rhythm. That's the rhythm. And it's strong forearms, but there were people that they had their whole bodies into it. That's not the way. You got to get a rhythm. You got to get the pace down. And those, tell you what, there was a couple contestants. What the heck was Marjorie, a gal from Manitoba. And the person she was milking against, they were professionals. You could hear the bucket filling up all the way across the room. It was that loud because they had that much milk coming out, and they were kicking butt when it came to the competition. One of the other buzzes going around the fair, I don't know if anybody that's been out to the fair has noticed, one of the booths, if you walk by, it's a pro-life booth, and I know we've beat this to death earlier this week, and we've been on this, and I really don't want to get on this topic again that much, but I do want to get onto an ancillary topic from this. There's a pro-life group here that are handing out little squishy rubber babies for the purposes of supporting pro-life. Now, I don't care which side of the issue you're on, but when you're sliding that into a bag of candy for a kid to push your agenda, that goes into parental rights, and I don't care if a parent is pro or not pro-life on the abortion issue. That goes against parental rights. The parent should have the choice of not having to explain to a four-year-old what's in the bag. And I got a problem with that. I don't care what side of the argument you're on. Getting on, infringing on parental rights and the right of a parent to educate their child on what they deem fit for the, at whatever developmental age that child is, that's wrong.
Evidently, by the way, this has caused a bit of a national stir. This has been picked up by some national blogs. I know the Grand Forks Herald had a letter to the editor about it from Dina Butcher, who was outraged about it, as called them obscene objects of bad taste. Rob Port at the Say Anything blog has also been writing about it. Evidently, he one of his kids had received one of them in the parade. I've seen them before. I don't get why that's offensive. I mean, it's a little baby, right? It's a little tiny baby. And again, I when you talk about parental rights, I guess if I'm just trying to envision a conversation with our kids. You know, our youngest being 10. You know, has seen these before, and I don't think it would disturb her.
You want to have that discussion with a four-year-old, Scott?
Well, how would the conversation go? What's this? That's a little baby.
Well, quite often.
How can a baby be that small? Well, when you were once that small in mommy's tummy. What's the big deal?
There's bigger questions that sometimes comes up with the curiosity of children, and if you see some of the literature, if they've walked by that table, seen that literature, seen those babies, kids will equate the two.
But I'm trying to understand the problem. I mean, in other words, I think your concern is from a parental standpoint. If I want to have that conversation with my child, I'll have that. I don't want it. I don't want a booth at the state fair to prompt that conversation. Is that what you're saying?
That's a discussion left amongst adults.
Okay, so or if you choose to do it with your kids, you
right.
make that decision, right?
Your choice, not somebody else's choice.
Yeah.
To force you into that conversation with kids.
I guess that's fair. I mean, at that point, maybe I would direct my child away from that particular booth at the fair. But you know, I don't think this is such a horrible conversation to have with kids. I think how you have the conversation with kids may be important. I don't know. Let us know what you think. More coming up. Don't go away, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Coming up at the program, Tom Lilja, Executive Director, North Dakota Corn Growers Association. We're going to talk a little ethanol at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 10:30, Senator John Hoeven, student loans, a little compromise in the Senate. Good for students. We'll find out about that. Also, we'll discuss the Keystone Pipeline and how attaching that to a provision to energy efficiency bill could get that done, and hopefully we'll get that done to get some of the Bakken crude out of North Dakota in a little bit smoother fashion at times. I'd like to thank my lodging provider at the North Dakota State Fair, a lodging provided by Dakota Public Relations, 500 and Fortune 500 companies depend on the experts at Dakota PR to define their message to the public. Dakota PR, we speak Dakotan. What is on your mind today? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott, what's on your mind today?
Joe Gibbs, actually. I was at a breakfast this morning with Joe Gibbs, so I'll just be honest.
I'm so jealous.
Are you? Yeah, Joe Gibbs is the, of course, the legendary coach of the Washington Redskins, three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer. And now he's a NASCAR guy, and, I mean, three-time NASCAR champion, and he has picked some winners in the NASCAR side, big time. So he's done well. He wrote a book called Game Plan for Life, and he gives these talks. He does a breakfast in a city, you know, across the United States once a month, and happened to pick North Dakota for this week's or this month's, and it was great. It really was. It's obviously he's got a great story, and he really equates football and life, and going through some tough times, and it was very fun. What I was amazed about is nearly 1,000 people there, 6:30 in the morning at a breakfast, and. The guys that are drawn, they announce to a leadership group that he's coming, and then they go out and invite people to come to the tables, but they don't make a big splash on it. It's not like, Pizza Ranch, the corporate Pizza Ranch folks underwrite the breakfast and pay for that, and so it's free, and come hear a great message. And he talks, about the Bible and talks about life, and it was neat. He's a great, great American.
One of the interesting, fascinating parts of that story to me is the fact that you got an individual who was at the pinnacle of his career and decided to stop, retool, and go become the pinnacle of another career.
Yeah.
When he left the NFL, he was on top of the world as a coach. Then he goes to NASCAR. He's on the top of the world in NASCAR. Not a lot of people can change gears like that and have two extremely successful careers, reach the top of both of those careers. What's next? Now now he's a major author as well. The guy's got a great story.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It really is. The other thing is, I was reading, by the way, there's some comments on your issue that you brought up earlier coming in on our Facebook page, and specifically about the state fair and these little rubber babies. Does everybody know what we're talking about when we say rubber babies? I've heard people say plastic fetuses or rubber babies, but they're depictions rather of
toys.
Yeah, but again, I don't know if people know what we're talking about unless they've seen these stories. But for lack of a better term, a model of what a baby would be at different stages of development, right? And so they're very, very tiny, but they're a little, and they're handing these out at the fair. And we asked the question, do you have a problem with pro-life groups handing out rubber babies to get their message across at the state fair? One emailer says, the truth hurts the pro-abortion cause. That's why the baby killers are against the dolls. More and more folks are pro-life once they see and hear the truth. And I do happen to think that science and education has certainly helped a lot of that issue, and that's one way to educate folks. Here's some other comments on the Facebook page. Debbie says, I agree with the writer. She's referring to a post we put up Saying I think Blog started this, and this has gone national as well, but a few of these, so I'm not sure which writer she's agreeing with. But she said, it's a bit weird and maybe shouldn't be at the fair. But obscene, no. Called that by those who thought the MSNBC host wearing tampons as earrings were A-OK. All right. I wasn't aware that happened on MSNBC. Maybe that's why I don't wear or don't watch. Yeah. Neither do I wear them as earrings or watch them.
we got called the worst state fair ever by some national publications because of this.
Yeah. I think that's a little strong, isn't it?
I think it's extremely strong.
I have no problem with them handing these babies out. It's simply free speech. What about that argument, Steve? Free speech.
It is free speech, but when your free speech imposes or treads on the rights of a parent to have that discussion when they feel that, or when they deem fit, that discussion can be had, that's where I have the rub. I don't care which side of the issue you are on.
No, I hear
abortion.
You. And I guess the only question there is, can a parent just not go there, right? I mean, I guess,
Well, yeah,
sometimes
but you're at the
kids
state
are unsupervised
fair,
at the fair, right?
You're at the state fair. You're walking around the booths. Your child gets handed a goodie bag with candy in it, whether it's the parade or wherever. You're going through the commercial buildings, and you're checking out table after table after table. You don't know what table's coming up next. You're not that engaged, and it's impossible to be that engaged. And you come up to this table that, oh, well, I really don't want my child seeing this.
Lori says, I'm staunchly pro-life, but I think it was in poor taste to hand them out to children. I wouldn't care if my kids got them, but I certainly understand other parents would, having them at a booth, giving them to adults, no problem. Another says, no, if someone offers me one this Friday, I'll gladly accept it. Must be heading from the fair. How about that? And what else we got here? Let's see. Sue says, the problem is that too many people have been completely desensitized to what abortion actually is. I really don't care how the point is made. But if you want to keep abortion, then at least be honest about what it actually is. The left successfully made abortion into a medical procedure involving a mass of cells and demands that doctors do it, leaving women free to pretend that it isn't what it is. Women have been killing their unwanted babies for centuries. If you want to do that, take responsibility and quit pretending that paying someone to do it for you makes it morally acceptable.
See, now, that's not where my upset with this goes. I don't care which side of the issue you're on. This is, to me, just strictly a parental right, a parental decision on how to raise your child, how to have a discussion with your child, and what time you feel your child is ready for that discussion. I know 6-year-olds that are better equipped than 10-year-olds for certain topics. You know, that's up to the parent. That's a parental right. That's a parental decision on when you can have that discussion with a child and what that discussion is. And that's where I think this crosses the line.
More, if you'd like to weigh in on that, you can on the webpage, on our Facebook.com, or What's On Your Mind Facebook page, which you can find at linking from our webpage, is what I'm trying to say, not very artfully, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Chris in Detroit Lakes, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind, Chris. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott and Steve. My question is for Steve. I'm wondering if he'd get his underwear in a bundle over homosexual literature at the public library at school.
Who's paying for it?
Pardon me?
First of all, who's paying for it?
It'd be the same thing, though, wouldn't it? So, I mean, you'd want to have that conversation with your children rather than...
It's a public school. I don't want to see public funds spent for it, but that should not be there because that is a discussion for parents to deem when they should have it with that child. So, no, I don't think that should be in a public school either.
Good and consistent. Chris, thanks for the question. We're up against the clock. When we come back, we're going to talk ethanol with Tom Lilger from North Dakota Corn Growers. Stay tuned.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
We're back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Mock, and I'm Scott Hanlon. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A lot of questions on ethanol this week, and Steve and I do not profess to be the experts, but we get you the experts when you have questions. And so Tom Lilja from the North Dakota Corn Growers will join us in just a moment. We'll talk a little bit about the renewable fuel standard, which is a debate in Congress right now, as well as some of the questions that you brought up, and just an overall general update on ethanol in North Dakota. So stay tuned for that in just a moment. Debbie and Grand Forks wanted to weigh in on our topic from last hour, our last segment, however. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to weigh in on the babies given away at the fair. In Grand Forks, for years, we gave away little babies at the Grand Forks Fair. And you know what? It's an opportunity for parents to talk about life and how precious babies are. We had, like, videos of, like, the baby in the womb, the baby's heartbeat, information about how the baby, you know, in the mother's womb, and, you know, parents were very interested, and the kids came, and they watched the videos, and they saw the heartbeats, and if the parents didn't want to have their children involved, they walked way away. You could tell the ones that didn't want their kids to be involved. I mean, you know what? It's an opportunity. Babies are precious. It's life, and, you know, like you were saying, pro-life is... You know, more and more, I mean, people are respecting life more and more. We're getting to be more and more a pro-life society. And you know what? You know, you hear so many people say, well, I don't believe in abortion, but I can't tell someone else that they can't have an abortion or they shouldn't have an abortion. Then you can't tell your next-door neighbor they can't shoot their wife or husband or anything else either, because this is a life they're taking. And, you know, there's adoption. If parents don't, if a mom doesn't want her child, she can give it up for adoption. But thanks for taking my call, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate the comments. And 800-228-0550, our telephone number, 701-258-0550. Tom Lilja from the North Dakota Corn Growers is here. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So Steve's at the State Fair today. And
How am I doing? I'm great. I have a six-month-old healthy child. She's healthy and smiley.
Yeah, 10 fingers, 10 toes. Congratulations.
Life is good. 10 fingers, 10 toes.
What an addition to the Lilja family. That's fantastic. You've been doing a great job of keeping us updated on the progress of that youngster. So glad to hear that things are well at home. So let's talk about ethanol a little bit. Give us the state of ethanol from your perspective. A lot of calls this week, and we get these from time to time. A lot of the questions that come up are, hey, why do I not have a choice to have a fuel that doesn't include ethanol? And a lot of folks concerned about... how it adds to the price of everything, for instance, at the grocery store, and others that suggest that they don't get anywhere near as much gas mileage with ethanol to make up for the price difference. So whenever that happens, Steve and I always make a note to call on one of the experts, and you're in the hot seat today. So let's just start overall in general where you see the mood of folks about ethanol these days.
Well, and again, I think a lot of your listeners are kind of novice. I mean, they just don't know much about ethanol. I think there's a lot of misconceptions that are out there. If I could, since you have me on the air, I can just give a brief, you know, I'll try and dumb it down and be as simple as I can. What has happened in the last 10 years has really been fundamental. In 2005, with the energy bill, the federal energy bill, Congress recognized that we had a big problem. We had about 60% of our fuel coming in from foreign sources, and they wanted to do something. So they wrote what was called the Renewable Fuel Standard. That standard was amended in the 2007 energy bill, which actually passed in December of 07. Sometimes I'll call it the 08 bill. But what has happened, those bills called for stepped up production over time of renewable fuels. Specifically, ethanol was the big one, but it also included biodiesel, cellulosic ethanol, things like that. What I can tell you is that the renewable fuel standard is working. We have decreased our foreign reliance from 60% to 40% over the period from 2005 to 2012. So congressional intent has worked for the renewable fuel standard. What we've seen, and there were a couple other things that happened roughly in that 2007 time frame. The EPA came out and they said, we are canceling MTBE, which was an octane boost for gasoline, because it's harmful for groundwater. Well, what happened was, what is another octane boost for gasoline? Ethanol is, and it's a cheap one. So anytime your consumers go up to the gas station and they see the 87 and the 89 and the 91, those are octane numbers. And what ethanol does is it boosts the octane level rating of your car. So it's a cheap replacement for what MTBE was as a harmful groundwater source. And at the end of the day, it's an alcohol. If you have an alcohol spill, it's going to be a lot less harmful than a toxic chemical spill. So what's happened is we've seen ethanol go from 1% of the fuel supply in 05 to 10% in 2012. And honestly, nobody thought that would happen. I think a lot of the experts thought that this would take till 2020 to happen. But farmers responded well to the renewable fuel policy. We've got a lot of technology that's come into corn in the last, you know, since the mid-90s. Our yields are improving every year, except for a drought year like last year. But Mother Nature still has a say in this. So overall, all ethanol does is boost the octane in your vehicle, and it's a very cheap replacement, and it's a very clean-burning replacement. So I'd be glad to expound on anything else.
We're talking with Tom Lilja, Executive Director of North Dakota Corn Growers Association, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, your questions or concerns about ethanol. Tom, dispel this, and I know this is a myth. People think that because we're using more corn for fuel, that's impacting the cost of food. Is there a direct correlation with the cost of fuel versus food when it comes to ethanol?
Well, according to the USDA, food inflation has increased roughly 2-4% since 2000. So there hasn't been some huge increase in food inflation. What's happened is when we saw these oil prices go crazy high in 07, right, that led to the 08 economic collapse, what was going on was that every trucker that's delivering food products to a grocery store is getting charged a heck of a lot more for his fuel, so he has to add surcharges to the groceries that he's delivering to the store. That was a lot of it. It really, all of this did tie back to fuel costs. And if you look at it, if we went from 1 to 10% of the fuel supply in a short time, and if ethanol was not 10% of the fuel supply right now, your consumers would be paying another dollar a gallon for fuel. So the fact that we have 10% of the fuel supply has lowered the potential costs of fuel. You know, we can get into the food argument all you want, but it's a baseless argument, because when we're delivering, when farmers are delivering corn to an ethanol plant, the ethanol plant is just taking the starch component of the kernel and not the protein component of the kernel. The corn kernel is separated, and one third of that corn kernel goes directly back into the supply chain in the form of highly concentrated dry distiller grains for cattle. So we're not robbing the food supply at all. We're just taking the starch.
We got a phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Wes in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Just a couple of issues. This whole ethanol, I just want to look at the big picture. For starters, ethanol coming into the marketplace was mandated by the federal government. Ethanol in the United States needs to be manufactured in this country. So you had the federal government picking winners and losers by forcing ethanol onto the driving public. This was not something that the public wanted. It was forced through green energy. Secondly, the cost of ethanol is way above the cost of gasoline, simply because if you factor in all the subsidies, state and federal subsidies, in order to bring ethanol to the market, it is more expensive to the consumer. Thirdly, what ethanol and corn production in this country has done, it has exploded. It's taken away wheat acres. It's taken away your cereal grain acres. Consequently, the United States is losing export market share. And that's one of the reasons you have the corn growers nationally and in the state of North Dakota out there at the public trough actually feeding the pig, because they know that if they lose that subsidy, they lose that mandate, and they have to go back to some of the more traditional cereal grains, that export market's no longer going to be there, because it's been taken over by countries like Russia and Argentina.
Wes, I'm going to try and get time here. Go ahead.
Finish up, and then I'll let you comment.
Got okay. Half a minute.
My most important issue here is, Tom, I got news for you. You have made me today a most ardent opponent to ethanol with your comment that nobody in North Dakota understands ethanol, and you want to dumb it down. I'm sorry. I do a lot of research out there. And if you're going to treat the people, the corn growers in North Dakota are going to treat people in North Dakota as if we don't know what we're talking about and what we're seeing, believe me, I will make sure that I will do, and I will spend my time talking to my legislators.
We listen. Wes, we're up against the break here, so we have to apologize. Hang on, we're going to get time to answer on the other side of the break. Other calls waiting as well as we continue on What's on Your Mind. There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the happy camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustments. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
From the studios of 550 K Fire in Bismarck, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag Fargo, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, all across the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. 67 in Fargo this hour. Bismarck 66, Tioga 57, Minot 63 degrees, and Dickinson also at 60 degrees at this hour. So you're up to date on the weather. Let's get back to the phones here. Wes, out of Western North Dakota, had a litany of issues for you to address. Tom, we got a full bank of calls here, so if quickly as you can respond to that, it'd be great.
Well, I didn't mean to dumb it down. What I meant was to put it into layman's terms. So I apologize to Wes if he took that the wrong way. But again, what I will state, I think he made a good point on export markets, because here's the deal. We've actually got ethanol plants now in the Midwest, so the corn is going into those ethanol plants. We're utilizing that. And then that product, the dry distiller grain product, is going overseas. So we haven't given up an export market. I just don't buy that. I would say that because of the economic activity that's been generated with the corn going into these plants, we have payrolls at some small town communities. The Center for Ag Policy and Trade Study just did a study for us based on what the corn industry has done to the North Dakota economy, and the number is $8.66 billion in the last 5 years. We just got that study. We haven't thrown that on our website yet. But, you know, it makes the point that if we just grow corn and we export it, you know, there is some economic value there. But we grow the corn, we're processing it in state, and then we're also shipping the byproduct through the export market. So it's $8.66 billion to our economy in the last 5 years. So I guess if he wants to be adamantly opposed to that, and I guess if he's going to spend all of his time trying to crucify the corn growers, you know, be my guest. But if you want to slap at an $8 billion impact to our economy, I guess that's the caller's perspective.
Wes, thanks for the phone call. Let's move on to Gabe in Antler. What's on your mind today?
Hey, just a quick comment for Tom here, not related to ethanol. Tuesday, we put on the Military Appreciation Day at Fair, and the North Dakota Beef Commission, along with other beef industry stakeholders, each year we serve a good beef meal for those families and the people who serve. And this year, the North Dakota corn growers stepped up and made a substantial commitment to that activity, and I'd just like to publicly thank Tom and all the corn growers for being a part of something that's a pretty special event here for those of us at the beef industry. Thanks.
Thank you, Gabe, for the call, and Tom, thanks for taking care of those vets and a good meal and all the groups that came together. That's nice.
Thank our board members. They were very supportive of that.
Craig in West Fargo for Tom Lilger from the North Dakota Corn Growers. We're talking ethanol today. Craig, your question?
Hi, Tom, and thank you very much. I got two questions. One is, there seems to be a direct correlation of high corn prices when the ethanol program kind of got put into place, where obviously it increased the demand for corn, and all of a sudden, you know, $6, $8 bushel corn hit the market. Which we have to admit, it's just $6 to $8 corn is definitely going to inflate food prices to everybody in the country eventually. And then the other one I've got, so anyway, just address that correlation if inflated corn prices is related to ethanol, and when is it ever going to come down if not? And then the other thing I heard is that most of these ethanol plants were built on corn to cost about $6 to $7 a bushel. To even break even or to have a chance to make some money. So it seems like if corn goes too high, these ethanol plants are basically unprofitable, even with those farm or even with the subsidies thrown in from the federal government. So if you can address those two things, I'd appreciate it.
I can. And I guess what I would say, and it also ties into the first caller, that the subsidy was actually eliminated in December of 2011. There was a, at the time, a 41-cent tax subsidy called the blender's credit, and that was eliminated. And there was an American Farm Bureau study that came out roughly, it was right before the blender's credit expired, but it did talk about the subsidy. The subsidy at that point in time was costing the taxpayers $4 billion. But in turn, it was saving the taxpayer $12 to $20 billion in reduced government subsidies to farmers. So, you know, yeah, you can absolutely honestly sit there and say, yes, we went from $2 corn at loan rate prices to $4 corn. And, you know, we did run up higher than that. The drought of 2012 last year did have corn prices spike up to $7. The markets now have been calming down. You know, they're under $4 right now. Or I'm sorry, under $5. They're in that $4.60 range.
Tom, we're coming up against a break. Can we hold you over and get more phone calls? We got full banks.
Yeah. All right.
Are you available?
Yeah.
More of your calls. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gary, Kurt, Grant, after the break.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, providing experienced, top-quality well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Services as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.